So now we have a little time for a bit of Dhamma reflection. So I want to share a bit about what I've been reflecting on personally. I have just been working a bit on some editing work that I've been asked to do. And I was realizing how difficult it is to convey what you mean to other people. Even if we say something, you know, that we think is quite clear, the thing is, it can be read so many ways. Whoever reads it might interpret it differently from what we had intended. That's just the nature of language. So I really felt sympathy for the writer because I realized how difficult it is. It's not the fault of the writer or a deficit in their ability, but it's just the nature of language. It's just so ambiguous. So it made me think of how many times this happens also not only in writing, which is formal and at least you can read it many, many times and think about what does that mean. But in our daily conversations, when it's just one-shot deal, you say something and then the other person hears something, may or may not match what was in your head, and actually oftentimes it doesn't. Or you hear something that someone else said, and you completely, you just instantly hear it a particular way. And again, it may or may not match what they intended to say. And so this is such a, communication is just such a minefield. we're just set up for potential miscommunication. But it makes me feel better when I think about, even the Buddha, even someone with such, great mental capacity and such a well-developed mind, even the words he says, now we have like commentaries and sub-commentaries, trying to like figure out what the heck did he mean by that particular word, or this Pali scholar says this, and that one says that, and even the Buddha, wasn't able to have some ability to perfectly choose just the right word to be understood exactly how he meant to be understood. And so we realized that's not an achievable goal. That's just not the name of the game. The thing is just to realize that this is the nature of communication. And to accept that so that we don't have so much frustration about or the suffering around the things that we say to each other, the things that we hear from each other, because it's sort of unavoidable, especially now that people are coming out of lockdown, no longer so much in isolation. You again have to come in contact with good people, and at least when you come in contact with them face to face, you can at least not just hear their words, but see their facial expressions or their body language. But even that, is subject to the same potential for misunderstanding. I mean, you think, oh, their face like that means that they're angry at me, but it could mean they have a stomachache, or whatever. Or, that person is smiling at me, it means they like me. No, it could mean they're just in a good mood, and, it's nothing to do with you. So the thing is, when we understand just how possible it is for there to be errors in interpretation, and also to understand also just the nature of perception, how it happens. I was listening to a talk by the nun in the Tibetan tradition, Tenzin Palmo, and she quoted some research from the latest neuroscience findings, which is very interesting. She said, I don't know exactly the details of how they discovered this or what the experiment was like, but the finding was that maybe decades ago they thought when we see or hear something and we interpret and make meaning of it, like before they used to think, they used to think it's like 70% depends on the outside information, the actual thing we saw or heard. And 30% is what goes on in our brain, how we interpret it and make meaning out of it. Then later on they thought, oh, it's actually more like, maybe a larger percent is the inside. you know, maybe, I'm just totally making this up, I can't quite remember the exact statistics, but if it used to be like 70 on the outside, 30 on the inside, now it's more like mainly on the inside and on the outside, but still something large, like, you know, maybe, you know, 60% on the outside, 40 on the inside. But the latest findings is that it's like not like 3% what you see or hear on the outside, and 97% how your brain interprets that and makes meaning out of it. So actually, so much of what we think we know of the world, well, I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes, or I heard it with my own ears. They really said this to me. You know, yeah, they may have said those words, but what it actually means, 97% is your own perception interpreting it and creating a so-called reality out of it. And so when we realize this, it's kind of, it really takes away any meaning we make of the world, doesn't it? It's not to say that nothing in the external world, you know, exists. Like if we say the sky is blue, I mean, we can still say it really is a particular color. But it's not just that we make it up in our minds that it's that color. But how we, you know, even what we call it or whatever, that's our doing. So when we realize all of this, it encourages us to just give a lot of room for error, like a space, wide berth for misunderstanding other people and also being misunderstood. Like oftentimes when we're misunderstood, we feel so upset about it because we think, that's not what I really said, that's not what I meant, that's not what I am. You know, it becomes this whole thing about defending the self and our idea of what we are. But when we think instead that, well, you know, misunderstanding is unavoidable, it's just the nature of communication, it can be less fraught, and we can just allow ourselves to be misunderstood. There was one time, you know, a long time ago, I remember I was staying at Bodhinyana Monastery, and one of Ajahn Brahm's books has just been translated into another language. And somebody asked him, oh, Ajahn, do you check the translation when they do it? You know, and he's like, no. And they're like, oh, but what if you know it's misunderstood? And he's like, oh, I've always been misunderstood. And he's like, just shrugged it off. And you know, I realized, yeah, that's the right attitude. It's not that it's wrong to, I mean, to the extent, yes, sometimes if you've been misunderstood, and if it's causing someone suffering, if there's an occasion that they're open to it, that you can maybe communicate and clarify and come to some, you know, exchange so that, you know, you can air your views, that's great. But that's, the concern is then more the other person and not so much you and how you appear and, you know, what people think of you. And also that opportunity doesn't always arise. So being able to make peace with being misunderstood and to realize that at the end of the day, it's our own understanding of our own selves that will give us peace. That if we actually really know what was our intention, we really know what was the spirit or the heart behind our words, then even if we're misunderstood, if we know that we actually meant well, we can go to bed at night and, you know, sleep peacefully. It's really our own ability to know ourselves clearly. And so that's why meditation is important, to develop this clarity of mind so that you can see yourselves clearly. Oftentimes when we're thrown into a tizzy about what other people say about us, it's because we don't have a clear idea of ourselves. So when they say, oh, you are X, even if we actually think we're not X, there's part of us like, well, maybe I am, and then we worry about it. But if we actually had a clear knowledge and vision of our own mind and what goes on in it, then we'll be less worried about if someone says something different or someone misunderstands when we said something, because we actually can come back to our refuge of our own clear understanding of ourselves. And similarly, if someone says something that we might take in a way that is negative, you know, we can give them the benefit of the doubt because we understand there's all this ambiguity possible. then there's just as much of a chance that they meant it in a good way. So if you're equally, if both possibilities are, you know, are there for you, why not choose the one that makes you feel happier? So, you know, even if it's, I mean, it's so hard to figure out what it really was anyway, you know, then why pick the one that's gonna make you feel worse about everything? As long as there's room for doubt, it's always better to just give the benefit of the doubt, you know, for your peace of mind, but also as an act of kindness to the other person. And in this way, we can sort of navigate this minefield of communication in a way that's not so subject to a lot of suffering. And a lot of the suffering we have in our lives is about relationships with other people. And those relationships are formed largely through this kind of communication. So if we are having any trouble with our, you know, any family members or any colleagues at the workplace, just think about how much of it is due to communication or actually miscommunication. And to the extent we can try to, you know, be more precise about our words, that's great. But actually what's more important is how we say things. Because there's little you can do about what you say and how it's heard. But how you say it, the tone of voice you use, or that sense of kindness behind it, that's something we can actually do something about. So if we focus more on how we say things, sometimes it takes away all the emphasis on what we say. Because people can feel what's behind the words. And that actually sometimes is, there's more potential for actually doing something about it. So as we, you know, as we practice quietly in meditation, we can develop the clarity of mind that we are able to use when we go out and we deal with people. Not so that we always have to be in a situation of total silence, but so that we can prepare for times in our lives when we do have to deal with other people and talk to them and to develop right speech. So this is a time where, you know, some people actually got used to lockdown and started to like it. So as maybe that's some of you too. But all things are impermanent and now we're coming out of it. So as we do that, maybe hopefully, you know, anything I've said today maybe can be of benefit to you as you navigate your relationships and your communications with other people.